This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, 小朋友，你好吗？你今天过得开心吗？又到了听故事的时间。今天老师带来的故事叫做丑小鸭，你准备好了吗？我们的故事要开始了哦。在一个美丽的乡村，鸭妈妈孵出了一窝小鸭子，其中啊，有一只小鸭子长得与其他的鸭子不同，它的羽毛灰暗，嘴巴宽大，样子也显得有些丑陋，因此啊，其他的鸭子都嘲笑它，叫它丑小鸭。丑小鸭感到非常孤独和自卑，它常常躲在角落里，不敢和其他鸭子一起玩。鸭妈妈虽然对它很好，但是丑小鸭还是觉得自己是个怪物，无法融入这个群体。随着时间的流逝，丑小鸭决定离开这个家，去寻找属于自己的世界。它踏上了漫长的旅程，经历了无数的艰难和困难。它遇到过凶猛的野兽，也经历过寒冷的冬天。但丑小鸭始终没有放弃希望，它坚信自己总有一天会找到属于自己的幸福。在旅途中，丑小鸭遇到了许多善良的朋友，他们给了它温暖和帮助。有一天，丑小鸭来到了一片美丽的湖边，它看到了一群天鹅在湖面上优雅地游弋。丑小鸭被它们的美丽所吸引，它悄悄地走近，希望自己也能像它们一样美丽。当丑小鸭低下头，准备游向湖面时，它惊讶地发现，自己竟然变成了一只美丽的天鹅。它的羽毛变得洁白如雪，嘴巴也变得修长而优雅。丑小鸭终于明白，原来自己一直是一只天鹅，只是被误认为是鸭子而已。丑小鸭激动地飞向了天空，它感受到了前所未有的自由和快乐。它知道，自己已经找到了属于自己的幸福和归属。从此以后啊，丑小鸭不再自卑和孤独，它成了一只自信美丽的天鹅，与其他的天鹅一起在湖面上快乐地游弋。这个故事告诉我们，每个人都有自己的独特之处和价值，不要因为他人的嘲笑和歧视而否定自己。只要坚信自己的信念，勇敢地追求自己的梦想，总有一天会找到属于自己的幸福和成功。 好了，小朋友们，今天的故事结束了，谢谢你们的聆听，再见。